Yerushalayim. Okay, continuing in Yonah Heksha Kalim. So we mentioned last time that there are the two basic Heksha Kalim are Libun and Hagalah. And even things that need Libun, if it's Hatera Bala, are sufficed with Hagalah. And then we mentioned that there's a concept of Libun Kal, which is in lieu of Hagalah. And then the question of what exactly is the shear of Libun Kal. So we saw the Mordechai, the Beis Yosef here in this new packet, quotes this discussion. And the fourth line of the wide lines. Because of a Mordechai. She read the Kalim Bluim Yisra at Sarach Libun in the Shears Klippa, of a Bluim Hete, God shall Cholov, Shatarach Labna Kay Vafos Tachtep, Pashti, the Shalbosar Ibcha, in Sarach Libun Godol in the Shears Klippa, Rakat Shatahe Yatso Lettuce Bow, Mishne Evraim. Because you need Yatso Lettuce Bow from both sides. Vigam Regilim Livdok Alide Nasinas Kash, Allah Mibachutz, Lirosim Nisrafa Kash, Bachisagi. So Lamaisa Rabbi Vadi, as you look in the, you know, the Mordechai, and you look in how the Beis Yosef quotes it, it's you know, it seems that Yatzu Lenisbo is the Shear, even though the Minig has pointed out, you know, Rabbi Jachter, Rabbi Schechter, Rabbi Feinstein, and the Dibart Abom, is to have a higher Shear, but, you know, you said 550, but the Meikir Din, there is. It seems from the Mordechai that is the Shear.
Wasn't the primary
mention that I think I have a place on that only one back to Shane? Yeah, so that's what Mishnah for us. Yeah, but the simple shot is that it's that the din of the primary has the three ways, but the simple pshat here is what he's saying is that whenever you need, like you have a hetera bala, you need, you just do Libun Kal in lieu of the Hagalah. It doesn't make that distinction. Okay. Now there's another discussion in the Gemara. Gemara in Pesachim on page 2 here talks about the halacha that we learned in the past, that tanur at the tochu beiticha. In other words, if you have a tanur that was smeared with shuman, with fleishik, so it's mamish direct on the tanur, so it's mamish a fleishik tanur. So you can't amarava barilai asra rabba barilai lemichla lerifta afil b'milcha. So that if you make bread in that tanur, so it's going to get a blia from fleishik, and it's going to be real fleishik bread. And we discussed the halacha of fleishik bread. You can't eat even with parf because you could forget that it's fleishik. So you have to kasher it. So that's what the Gemara says on page 3, Lamed Amud Beis. Ein Toshin V'Satonu Ba'alya. V'im Tash Kol HaPas Kul Asura Ad She'yasik Es HaTonur. Then the Gemara says, that talks about the distinction between Mateches and Cheres. Because Cheres, we know the din is that Eni Yotze Midei Dofnil L'Olam. Right? So then the question we're going to see is, so if Cheres is Ein Yosei B'Dofni L'Olam, so that's why you can't kasher it. But why, so the Chor, that should only mean you can't kasher it through Hagol. Why can't you kasher it through Libun? Because Libun, you don't need to be Yotzei B'Dofni L'Olam. So the Gemara has a thing here. There's a gzeira, chayis alam mishum depaka, that we're afraid that you're gonna, you know, you're gonna be afraid to do a good job because it's gonna get destroyed if you do a libun to a klicheres. So what's gonna happen? Most probably it'll break into pieces. So even though technically Libun to a Kli Cheres should be okay, because the whole idea of Kli Cheres is Einu Yotzei Midei Dofi Olam. But so this comes up in the discussion. We'll talk about this, I think, in the future. The Gemara talks about, I think we'll have it in a future packet, about Chazara L'Kivshan, that if you put the Kli Cheres back in the kiln that it was made in, so then maybe that'll kasher it. Because we'll see, there's a rush. I think I have it in maybe in a future packet, but because there you put it in the kiln, so you know there's no chashash that you're gonna not do a good job because it's still in the kiln. So some people wanted to say that maybe the kasher kli cheres bezman hazeh, you can put it in a self cleaning oven, and that's chazara l'kivshon. Even though, as Rav Gutman pointed out, that's what Rabbi Tendla holds. I think it's in the new sefer that Rabbi Mordechai Tendla put up, or Moshe Tendla says that, some hold like that. It doesn't always work, and I don't recommend it, because it'll probably just break the, I mean, and it's a question whether that's sufficient. As Rabbi Gutman pointed out, the source in the rush, we'll see in the future discussion, hopefully, is that it's the kiln that you can make the kli in. Even though one could, and this is not hot enough, one could argue, but that maybe it's, you know, make the kli in it, but it's still hot enough. Okay, but for regular porcelain, you know, china, so I always recommend either you so make that it's klisheni, or that it's glazed, or that you wait, or see if they waited a year. So it's different things. Usually the shiloh always comes up, but this comes up like every other week. Someone calls me that they have a set of china from, haven't used it in 20 years, and there's some great grandmother who was questionable whether she kept it. Kept kashrus, she didn't keep kashrus, or even if she kept kashrus, they don't remember. Is it fleishik? Is it milkik? So they're tzadei kula on this. You know, you have the svar of the year, even though the Chacham Tzvi himself only said the year by chametz bePesach. But Rav Moshe, others, they use it as a sniff that after a year everything's gone, and you don't even have the gzeira of Einu Ben Yomo to Ben Yomo, and then Rav Abadi svara that if it's glazed, it's not boleya, and svara that it's a kli sheni, and the svara that maybe in a Ben Yomo to Ben Yomo was never said by kli cheres, because you don't have a choice. So the different svaras, there's a lot of different svaras not to have to throw it out and to save the day. Yeah.
How could they not make a zero in Ben Yomo? The Gemara says Rav said they would break it. If they didn't make it, then Rav was just waiting
Yeah, that's a good question. So you have to see the Achronim that quote that Svara. You're right. The Achronim that quote the Svara, you have a good title. It could be that's why the other Achronim reject that Svara. But it is brought down in the bottom of the page there, in the Shulchan Aruch. That's fine, yeah. Yeah, so let's get to way to right, the Gemara asked that Kasha. That's a question in the Gemara. Ein osim kivshonos b'Yerushalayim. Pollution. No pollution. Okay, but the Gemara has another thing here, another issue, that it says that Hilkachai Buchyad Hesiku B'Mechutzu V'Oser V'Malya Gumri Shapir Domi. So there's a concept of Hesiku B'Bifnim versus Hesiku B'Mechutz. In other words, the Gemara seems to say that the way you kasher through Libun is that you put the coals inside the kli, as opposed to coming from the outside. If coming from the outside, so then it might not work. Maybe only if you put it inside the kli. So if you put it inside the kli, so then that's the idea that it's sorry bim kovo. But hisiku mibachutz is maybe doesn't work. So, that's what the Prima Gadim quotes this halacha on page 4. It says, "Kedei Rishol Mateches Tzarich Lamalos Gicholim Bifnim Dafka." Second arrow. You have to put the Gicholim inside. The Eved, Libum Bamchutz, Lobifnim, Tsarachin, Yutsotsos, Nitzim, Bifnim, or not. But Lachatchila, you have to do it, Hesegum, Bifnim. The Beis Shlomo, in two places, here, look on page 10. That's the old printing of the Beis Shlomo. He says that this halacha applies even for Liban Kal. We call Mokum Nira, second arrow. The Af Mokum Shaddai, Beliban Kal, Kitashmisha Kacha Sheru, Vahesed, Mibachutz Lo Mahani. So that's this din of Sekum B'Vnim. So the question that's raised on this issue is that whenever we speak about like kashering, say an oven through self-clean or different way, or turning it up to its highest, a lot of times if there's a fire that's in the oven, so that's like Hesegum B'Vnim. But if you turn an oven to its highest, so that's not Hesegum B'Vnim, that's Hesegum B'Vachutz. Right, because where's the fire? It's coming from the other side. In other words, so the source of heat is...
Does it broil?
What?
With the royal on
right.
top.
Yeah, so how does that work? So there is a piece in the Mogen HaElef on page 12. Discusses this question. Of, you know, when do we apply this klal of Heseko Bibifnim versus Heseko Bibachutz? So the Mogen Elef is of Ari Leib Sun's, right, the Kor Chaim is the Biurim, that's by the Nesivis, and the Mogen Elef is the so he writes like this on the second line. Mi bebuchi ketam kevin shu kli cheresh ena yotzi midi dofi vol shak bolka bolo kach polto kemuche behedje bidin ze shem vor beshas de din levenim ke kli khers vi ze im hum im matachas afo pisher sigu be bachutz nechshar kam kein de hesek shim be bachutz da min mo kabol khakh polto. So he wants to say that by that maybe that idea of the fnim is only by a kli khers, but by a kli matachas which conducts heat, so then if you're going to have the hesek and bibachutz, it'll get hot equally bimifnim. So that's, as Rav Abadi pointed out, that's what we assume. In other words, there are the Shar Metzion Bahalach has quoted that he thought that all these hechsherim through the oven is a problem in the Chanami, of that it's hesek mibachutz and not hesek mibifnim. But the Mogen Elef, and that's how Rav Abadi thinks for halacha, that lemaisa by mateches it gets hot, so therefore even if you do it mibachutz, but the heat will penetrate equally mibifnim, and therefore it'll be okay, and that's quoted in various svarim in the Mar Yecheskel here on page 16, Yecheskel Panei. You know Yecheskel Panei? There's a Deja Rebbe. You ever go to Florida? There's a Deja Stiebel. Okay, next time you go. On page 17. On the bottom right, I didn't put the arrow there, but he says, "Vinei kol zelin cheres, amol inin mateches nirli lefianis taiti, bar devade moa bo hesek bachutz kibo befnim." Vahenu mislaben kol kach ad shiyu nitzotzos nitzin kamitzar Hashem. So that became the minhag ha'olam, that we're so mechon on that. Yeah, you want to see the Sha'arim Mitzuyonim Bahalacha on page 18. That's where Shlomo Zalman Braun, right? He wrote his famous work was on Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, where he wrote he went through the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch and he added notes on the bottom with, you know, different poskim to, you know, supplement the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. So he writes, "V'tanure gaz v'electric sh'ofim Behem Ugos Kol Hashana, he writes, that the ovens that you bake cookies in the whole year, Haheseku Mibachutz. So obviously the fires from out, from the, from underneath. V'lo b'solchem makom afiyas ugos. So they said, "Lo mahani hesek lezahotzi abalua." But tzarich lo abalua mivnim. Right. Then he quotes the Machtes Hashekel, Choshesh al tanurim shayisuyim mipach da'at al dei gechol miskalkel v'chayichay salom lo mlam yafe. So, you know, so therefore he says it's not good, so you should have to do have a, take something be bifnim. Belapid eish, torch. Torch. But that's also a card not so pashut, because why should we be able to use the torch? Maybe it should be chayish dilma paki. Tamshim kili shlomar al pima shakos of hataz she'en lachos lo dov shorim she'en uptach. So if it doesn't, okay, but you could still say that it was a gzera. So the kids say I wouldn't recommend using any torches, and you could be so mech on this idea that the hesek is mibachutz, but it's still the heat travels in, like Vadi pointed out, like the Mari Cheskel says, and the Magen HaElef as well.
Can you apply this also to a barbecue grill?
What
would the
barbecue grill? Yeah.
Would they be able to turn the fire up all the way, or would it?
Yeah.
More?
Yeah. Yeah. And the Avnei Nezer, page 14 as well, says Davar Sher Distapik B'Kli Matkos. So the person, the Shoel, said the same svara, that maybe by Kli Matches the Hesek Mibachutz is good. But then he quotes the Shulchan Aruch Harav that says that maybe the whole idea that you need Hesek Mibifnim is because the Isser is Nivla Mibifnim. So therefore, it should the Beliebin should be Mibifnim, because that's where the food is. So he said, so therefore he's not so sure he's right. Then he says, Mikomokom im mislabin me'evil aver near the Mahani. But if the Maisa gets through, so near the Mahani. Okay. So this is the discussion. Okay, next. There is a Shut HaBach. It talks about Zeya in the Tana. So as we discussed with the ovens, what's the story with ovens? So is it a Zeya in ovens? And we discussed, Moshe was machmir, that there is Zeya in ovens. Others are, we saw Rav Osner, who wrote a tshuva, his son, that the ovens are very hot, so they never, the Zeya never gets to the top because it burns up. And then we discussed the thing about the vents. Like Rav Shechter pointed out, that there's a different, that the real Zeya that they asked was the hevel, the thick steam that, like when you take off the top of a pot and you see the thick steam from the soup coming up. So where does this come from? So there's a Shut of HaBach HaChadoshos on page 19 where he writes on the top, right? They're open, they have a vent or whatever. But he says, in other words, and this comes up sometimes, you put things in the oven. So he says, in other words, if you have a kosher piece of food and a treif piece of food, and they're not one on top of the other, but they're side by side, so then there's a svar to say that the Zeya of them just goes up, parallel, up and out, and doesn't affect the food. Shem psuche ina ve ol seres hashchuta ina davke kdush nitzul betonu ze eitzel ze v'hech shashchuta tolu lomala v'an ve lo lomata v'chom hazeh shon ve lo olo v'noge b'shchuta shi tlui alov lomala chomer tvei. So that's more chomer. So that's Rav Abadi points out that can make a difference. I mean, Rav Abadi has a policy, likes to tell people never to put, you know, fleishiks and milchiks in the oven at the same time. He holds that you can put it zeh hazeh. You don't have to wait 24 hours because, but he just feels as a policy, he likes to tell people not to put it in at the same time because lemaisa, people will make mistakes and put it, you know, one on top of the other, and the fleishik can go into the milchik, and milchik can go into the fleishik. But technically speaking, what the Bach, the Shut HaBach HaChadoshos makes this this point that if it's that if there's an opening on top, then and the foods are sitting parallel to each other, you know, zevatzad zeh, so then the zeyas can go up parallel as well. And then the Shut HaRosh on page 20, that's what we discussed in the past, that the other svara. So there's a question whether bechlal ovens need hechsher, you know. So lemaisa, so that's why I told you that the reason why we could be makel on ovens today, that even if you want to hold that you need a big shear. So someone to say, like Rav Soloveitchik and Rabbi Tuchman pointed out, and that in Derugas Abosim, he also has that svara of Kibolo Kach Polto by Liban. But the svara that I like better is the idea that it's only Zeya. So, and the question is it even that? Is an even Zeya, because the two svaras of not being even Zeya, I mean, if you want to know the old source, not just quoting Rabbi Vosner, Rabbi Shecht, and these people, is that the Shut HaRosh on page 20 is the one that says in Kedera Sachas it's not Mekabel Zeya, and that's what everybody points out. You could tell if there's no moisture on the rooftop of the oven. Afterwards, you see that it's not. That's the source of the heat. As far as Rav Osner quotes all these sources, and Rav Ozdnikov's only sources, and the Shud HaBacha Chadoshos is discusses this notion of, I mean, of it going, you know, going straight out, a little different than Rav Shechter, but it's the same idea. Well,
how does the bath relevant to our ovens?
Well, our ovens have a vent.
Yeah, but no, the vent is not straight above all the pots. You're talking about the ovens open and pots, so
right.
Straight up.
Right.
Our ovens are not built up, but there's an oven, little vent in the back. That's not what the bath was talking about.
Yeah, that's true, but the mice, the whatever's going to come is going to go out the vent.
No, I thought he said to go straight up, so if you won't have it, have the other. He says it's up, it's straight.
Right, right, right. Because if it's going to hit into the food, if it's going to hit into the food,
the vent is not on top of the whole half oven straight up or open.
Right, but in other words, the vent, but the stuff is coming out of the vent.
The vent's on the side, not the
top. So yeah, but it's not going to go bound to the food. Right. Okay. It could be. Okay. Maybe you're right in terms of that. But then you'll have to rely on the other svara, if that's this far as. I don't know exactly how when the steam is going to go up. It's not, you're right. It's not exactly the case of his. But you're saying it could hit in the thing before it gets out. Okay. So then you'll have to come on to the other svara of the. That maybe gets Nisraf beforehand. I mean, he has the tshuva here, Rav Ozma. Let me see if he. So, Maisa, it could be Maker Din that, you know, you don't need anything really by an oven. But Lamaisa, we tell people to do some type of hechsher. So if they do, if they turn it on high, so Gabi, one of these svaras, it's Shaykh al-Atzad, that there is some chashash. But it could be there is no chashash. That's the I put in the piece here again from Vosna.
Microwave ovens, you definitely find
the
sound that way.
Right, so that could be right. That's what he's more machmer on, Rav Ozner.
What were you doing? What are you recommending
a
microwave? It's a kosher.
No, so then we do it with a cup of water, and we. I mean, Rav Feivel Cohen here, page 26, discusses the Tshuvas HaBach in terms of our ovens. The day goes up. The question is, what he's saying is, when it goes up and there's a way out, so is it going to leave a bliya in the, or the day is just going to, you know, whatever it is, it's just going on its way out. Mm-hmm. And maybe, that's what he means, and maybe that's why it wouldn't, and in other words, the concept of the Zaya leaving a Rosham is only if it's trapped. So then it's, but if, as long as it has a Mahalach out, so then it just makes its way out. And then if you assume like that, then it wouldn't, so that's what the discussion is over there. Okay. Next is Hechsher Kli L'Chatzayim. When you machshir a kli, so do you have to be machshir the kli? We discussed, a fork becomes treif. So could you? It's a big fork, and it's not going to fit into the pot. And one, it's a big ladle or something like that. So could you dip in part, and then turn it around and dip in the other part? So that's what the Rashba says here on page 27. Kli machas and nesa miktsoso nesa kulo. Yifishu hu mischamen biyosek. Sha'am miktsoso cham kulo. Lo omru elu v'inyan yisuro. Aval inyan haksheiru lo lo bo haksha ashe yakshe es kulo. Right? So, that's the Rashba shita, that you have to be machshe the whole kli. Right? On page 29, you have to be machshir the whole kli, right? As we saw the three shitas, right, the other day. So in the bayis hakotzer, the milabno shalom bruva chol akelim nichsharim afilu lachatzoyim. So that's what he writes, that you can be machshir kelim lachatzoyim. You don't have to do it all at once. I was giving the shiur in mikvos yesterday, so we pointed. So the rishonim say by mikvah, when you tovel something, it has to be all at once. A woman can't say, "Well, I'm going to tovel everything, tovel up to my neck, and then I'll put my head into the mikvah after." No, it's all at once, the whole body at once, or else it's no good. So the same thing. So by Heksha Kalim, he says, "No, nichshorim afilu chatzoyim." Chatzoy ketzin liber ashvur ad mechitzos, because of liber mechitzos ha'echer mutar. So that's what the tour brings down on page 31. You have a big spit, right? And you can't fit it in. Right? you can't even do that, you can do libun. Okay, so that's okay, so now let's discuss the following. What's the dinner by a... Okay, so this is a thing that people get a little confused about. Say you have a pot that's treif. So what do you do? So the Gemara says, take a look in the Avodah Zarah, page 37. Ketzad magilim amar Rav Huna, yorak tana betok yor gedola. So if you have a little pot, a little thing, you can put it into a big thing. Like a little pot, a little receptacle, you can put it into a big receptacle, and it's totally emergent. But what do you want? If you want to kasha the big thing, what do you do? You find a bigger thing? You know, ain't ladover sof. So my tashma da hu do the tavoy be rav akve hader le gadanfo, page 38. Delisha puma umayu mayav artikel. So what they tell you to do is you boil water in the pot. Whereas it's not a halacha that you always have to put something in a bigger thing. Yeah, if you have a fork, you put it in a pot. Right? You boil the water till it's bubbling and then you throw it in. But the pot itself becomes treif. So if it's a small pot, you can put it in a big pot. But if once you have a big enough pot, you're not going to put it in a bigger, you know. So what do? You you boil water inside. So the Gemara speaks about, then you take a gadanfa, you make a rim. You take, the way the Gemara says, you take dough, and you create a rim with the dough around the pot. So this way, when the water spills over, it gets on the rim. It spills onto the rim, and therefore the rim gets kashered also. Or it nitas on the rim. Kasava kabola kach polto abola benitzotzes of polto benitzotzes. In other words, the dough is around the rim. Around the rim. On the side. It's like a border. So this way, just like when you were cooking, you didn't use the rim, but things splash on the rim. So when it gets kashered, things will, the heat will splash, it'll rebound, and the dough will be, a protector to keep the, you know, so it'll rebound off the dough onto the rim, just like when it got treif. So if you take a look, and so in the Shulchan Aruch this is brought down. On page 39, Hilchas Pesach, on the top line says, "Also sof al lepiv mitit." You know, it doesn't have to be from dough. Whatever, I mean, for Pesach it's not going to be from dough. Dei shis male heitev v'yigra hamayim b'sfasu malo mayim marticho. Or you kach even roseach olapid esh. Or you can put a hot stone, and the water will flow over. So, what's the idea? So the Chazon Ish on page 41 you see he says, so how come my small kli he says like this, why does it work say if you have a yorik tana you put it in a yorik dol, why do you even need to do that? What's the point? Is it pshat that because you want the whole kli to be submerged in water? So if it's a yorah katana, put in your yorah gedola. But a yorah gedola, you can't put in a yorah yoser gedola. So the Chazon Ish says, no. If you boil water inside the kli, that's going to take out all the bliya from the whole kli is going to go into the water. Was you don't need the water to contact the outside of the kli. The fact that the water is internal is sufficient. The only question is, what about the rib? So that's going to be the problem. So therefore, that's why we say, if it's a small thing, put it in the bigger thing, so this way the rim will get touched. But it's not saying it mitzad, the bliya of the kli, because the whole bli of the kli got is the whole thickness of the kli, whatever bli got in, is going to go out into the water that's in the kli. So you don't. There's no din. People think, oh, I have to machshir the kli, so I have to put the kli in another kli. You don't have to put the kli in another kli. You boil the water in the kli. That the only question about putting it in the other kli is that saves the issue of the rim. So then what do you do? So that's what the Gemara is asking. So what do you do with a bigger kli? In other words, the bigger kli doesn't need water on the outside, because you have the water on the inside, that's going to mufflate the whole tom of the whole dolphin. But the question is, but what about the rim? So that the Gemara says, so do this eitzah. So that's what he says. Mavur dahada omer yorik tana betol yorador. Einu kudei lahagil gam b'alachutz. It's not because you need, maybe something got on from outside, you know, like tipa mibachutz or something like that, and you need water to contact the area that the treif got on, because the olam harasicha b'vnim mefaletas mikol ove hadolfin. The whole thing comes out. That's the issue. So there was the issue of Yorik, Tadam Toch Yorik Dala is only a question of the rim. The mitzad, the kli itself, of from even the outer part of the kli, if it got treif or milk spilled on it, that'll go out into the kli, into the water. And either the shishim, or if there's no shishim, it'll be pogum and back in. Halzechi d'shrav. But the question is, what about a yor? So that's why you do yor b'toch yoris for the rib. So that's how he just explains the Gemara.
How do you deal with the rib?
Well, right, so you do something so it'll spill out. So the worst to put it Evan or something like that. Rav Abadi is another Eitzah. He has another Eitzah of how to do it on the next page, 42. So he quotes his Chazon Ish. Then he quotes the Bir HaGroa in the sugya of Tipas Cholov Shanoflo Adofan HaKedera. That the Ramos says, that we would discuss it, that the Ramos says that the Kedera is Asura, even if they're Shishim B'Tavshil. And he says that's talking about a Klicheres. But a Klimateches, Shiyotzi b'day dofi loya nesar kli kevin sheish b'tavsho shishim g'neged atipa him is b'tavsho b'tavsho v'tam kanal d'lo tzorech ha-golo gam l'chutz ha-kli al-sagi ma'asha magil b'fnim k'day l'shova. So anything that happens b'fnim has the ability of taking out, he says, but he thinks that an eitzah, another eitzah is that if the kli has a top to it, a lid to the kli, which most of our kelim do, so what you can do is, when it's boiling up, you can put the water on, and then the zeya of the will spread over, underneath the, in other words, the kisoy will form zeya, and then it'll be concentrated, and that zeya wants to go up, but it can't because it has the covering, so then it'll seep into the to underneath the between the kli and the
top.
In other words, the kasher, the whole kli. You want to make sure the rim is also kasher.
No, my top, I'm kashering for Pesach, and the top is chametz. So if I put that on, now the pots, or like it happens at the same time.
Right. In other words, so you're going to do it. You're going to make it an Eidah Ben Yomo.
Yeah.
Right, and then you'll boil water in it, and the top will also be Eidah Ben Yomo.
If I have an Eidah Ben Yomo pot and it's not reaching to the top, and then I want to kosher a spoon in it, and the spoon falls all the way in, it can fit.
In other words, what you're going to do is you're going to take an Eidah Ben Yomo pot, right? You want to kosher a spoon, then you're going to heat up the pot till it's boiling, bubbling, and then you're going to take the spoon that was also Eidah Ben Yomo and drop it in.
Am I worried? What happened? Am I worried about the spoon touching the top part of the pot where the water's not?
No, because the ma'isa, the kli is Eidah Ben Yomo.
Right.
So if the kli is Eidah Ben Yomo, it's not going to answer anything anymore.
There's a plaisha pot. Maybe there's a shtickle
nothing. It's Eidah Ben Yomo. Right? So it's Eidah Ben Yomo. So that's
Is the purpose of the rim to make sure that it can overflow and get everything on the top? What's the purpose of the rim?
In the Gemara is that the water should go, the splashing should go onto the rim.
So that to make sure that you touch all of the top part
of the rim.
Yeah, that's one.
So that's why you make
sure
a border.
The top part is kosher.
Right, because the water is not going onto the rim. So either you do something to make it overflow.
Okay.
Why don't we say that the rim is apparently it's kasher except the rim? Why don't we say it's like shefa? It's from shefa to shefa.
So you're saying that the rim is a davar muat,
and it's all the way on top.
Right. So therefore, why do you ever need
kasher?
Yeah, okay, but the Mechaber does. So he's saying he's asking within the Mechaber.
And if it's
Tafkam,
even they hold it then.
Yeah, okay. It's an interesting kasha. Okay.
Also, how did the rim ever become draped? Meaning,
if something spilled over.
You pour it in the pot.
Yeah. Okay, so these are the topics we covered today. The Beis Yosef of Elieman Kal with the Mordechai of the Shir of Liatzu Ledespo, Hesek Mibifnim, Hesek Mibachutz, the difference between Mateches and Cheres, Zeya Betonor, the Bach, the Shut HaBach, that maybe it just goes out. If it's parallel, the only Chashash is one food on top of the other food, but if it's something, there's a vent on top or an opening on top, it'll all just go out. And as a final component, Heksha Kli L'Chatzoyim, we say that's the Rashba. And then Hagola Al Yidei Resichas Mayim B'Socho, that if that any kli, even a small kli, you could do on a day your sichas mayim. If a kli that has a receptacle, of course, a fork, it's not shy to speak about a sichas mayim socho. There's no socho, but any kli, even a yorah katani, you could do it through the sichas mayim socho. It's just that was an easier way to get to deal with the rim. That's what Chazon Ish explained. That's why they tell you put it in a kli gedola. But any kli that has a receptacle, the sichas mayim socho, we'll catch the kli, and then the only question is, will be the rim, and that you either have to have something that will cause it to flow over, or as Rabbi pointed out, you put on the cover, and then the zeya will go over the rim. Okay, tomorrow, Mr. Hashem, we'll have our shiur as well, regular time.